and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Loren will be back with us tomorrow.
No, she won't.
Loren will be back with us on Monday.
Yeah, there we go.
What is today? Thursday?
Today's Thursday.
Yeah,
tomorrow's
right. Yeah. Okay.
She's out all weekend.
She's out today, but don't worry. Nicole, our lovely producer, will have the latest in celebrity gossip with the dirty. Year-end gifts for your teachers. That's what you need to be thinking about, whether you're a teacher or you're someone who loves your teacher. Maybe you're a parent. Geez, you know what? I don't know if Amanda got Dean something to give to our teachers.
Has he already finished?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow's his last day. Yeah, so you need to get some.
Yeah. Yeah, let me add that to the list of 1,000 things I have to do. So these are some funny ones that we found on Thought Catalog. The weirdest end-of-year gifts teachers have gotten. You ready for this, Roy?
Yeah.
A mug that says World's Greatest Lover on it.
Oh, my God. No way. World's Greatest Lover.
Another mug that says Coffee Makes Me Poop.
That's funny. I would give that to a teacher.
Yeah, right?
That's pretty good. Yeah.
A pair of fur-covered handcuffs.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
So you think the kids just find that at home and...
It's possible. And by the way, if you're a teacher and you want to jump in here and tell us about either the coolest or the strangest gifts that you've gotten from students, 704-570-9595. I know we talked about it maybe last year, and it was funny hearing the random things. Didn't one teacher call in and say, I forget what the item was, but it was so random and so personal that she said she had to take it back, like, give this back to your parents?
Yeah, I think it was underwear.
Was it?
Yeah, I think it was panties. Yeah. Like, clearly the child went to mom's drawer and took panties.
Used hair gel was another gift that someone gave to a teacher.
Oh.
Let's see. Sexy Thing. This is, Sexy Thing is perfume. Sexy Thing.
Really?
If you like, I'm just trying to read, like, what it says on the bottle.
Yeah.
If you like Baby Fat Goddess, you'll love our Sexy Thing.
What does that mean?
Coat hangers, that was on the list.
That's a kid on the last day, not know, you know what I mean? He's just at the last second grabbing anything and everything.
Yep. 3 razors, some chapstick, a toothbrush, and a pencil wrapped in rubber band. Kama Sutra cologne.
Whoa.
These are all strange year-end gifts that teachers have received.
This is, let's see here, 704-570-9595. This is Brittany in Huntersville.
Yeah, hey.
Good morning.
Hey. So, did you ever give your teacher a weird end-of-school year gift?
No, I just started teaching this year.
Oh, okay.
And my students, I played volleyball at UNC Charlotte.
Uh-huh.
So my students bought me a volleyball, and they all signed it for me.
Oh, that's really cool.
That is cool. I like that.
Yeah, it was awesome. They definitely made me cry.
Oh, how was your first year, Brittany?
It was good, actually. It was awesome. Scary, but really good.
How old were the kids?
9th grade.
Oh, wow. So your first year was high school. Were there...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Brittany sounds like an awesome teacher. What'd you teach?
English.
Oh, God. And you listen to our show?
You know that I'm bad at talking.
I love it. It makes my morning so much better.
She's like, I get to correct you on the interstate while I'm driving to work.
Yeah. Brittany, we have to go. Normally we say we got to go, but today we're going to say we have to go.
Okay.
All right. Have a great summer.
Oh, hey listen.
You. Oh.
Listen, we have something big working up for the teachers. So make sure you always listen to us. We have something really cool in works.
All right, cool.
Bye-bye. All right.
The Anonymous in Mooresville. Welcome to the MRL show.
Hello.
Hey there.
Hey, my favorite gift was a stick from their backyard with 7 McDonald's toys taped to either side.
A stick from the backyard?
Yes.
With McDonald's toys taped on. You know what that sounds like? You know Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show does the box of lies where... You get a random box and you... Have you ever seen that bit?
No.
They get the weirdest things and they put in the box and you try to guess what it is. It's almost similar to our mystery box.
Okay.
That's what that sounds like, getting a stick and putting McDonald's toys wrapped around it. That's sounds like a Fallon bit.
It's the thought that counts, right, Anonymous?
Yeah.
Absolutely the thought that counts.
What grade do you teach?
Second.
Okay. There you go. A second grader, Roy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very creative.
A second grader and Roy would put that together.
Together, yeah.
Thanks. 704-570-9595. We're looking for teachers on your way in today. I know you're wrapping up this week, so we need to hear the strangest gifts you've gotten from students. There's a couple more we want to hit you on. And Nicole will be in for Loren to do the dirty.
Yes, a lot of things going on in the dirty. It looks like Britney Spears isn't a bad singer after all, and the relationship with Taylor Swift and her man is actually a lot deeper than what we thought.
Thank you, Nicole. We'll talk to you again in a minute.
Yeah.
She just wants to be.
I won.
Now, Loren is out filling in producer Nicole.
Yay.
What's going on in Hollywood?
Okay, so first off, there are rumors that A-Rod is cheating on J-Lo.
Ooh, already?
Yeah, so Lauren Hunter, who is a fitness model, is claiming that they have been sending dirty text messages ever since him and J-Lo have been together. But his rep says that is a lie. They are together all the time, and that every week the magazines are writing something ridiculous about their relationship.
Who would cheat on J-Lo?
I know. Shut down.
Yeah.
And then Britney Spears' video went viral of her without auto-tune, and it's actually not that bad.
Yeah, I heard this. Now, the weird thing, too, about this is it's a little older. Like, I saw somebody posted it on YouTube, like, from 2015.
Time. Yeah.
But here is Toxic, and it's just her singing without any effects behind her. I kind of liked it.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, so, I mean, she's no Celine Dion or Adele, but it's not that bad.
Don't you know that your breath is toxic?
Okay.
No, no, no.
That's my song for her. That was the original song I sent her. She took out the breath part and just left toxic.
She probably didn't want the copyright issues.
Yeah.
I told her to write it.
Anyways. And now Ariana Grande is back on her Dangerous Woman tour.
Good. Good. Yeah. Don't let the terrorists stop you. Keep going.
Her first show was back in Paris. And she will be raising money along the way for the Manchester victims.
Great. Cool. Great.
That's
Thank
the
you,
dirty.
Nicole. We'll see you again at 7:30.
All right.
7 a.m., though, we got QB1 Cam Newton with us.
Yes, he is going to do something that we call Cameoke. If you want a sneak peek at what is to come at 7 a.m., go to Instagram and Facebook page at the MRL Show. We got a little video up there for you.
Got some teachers on hold that want to tell us about the strange or awesome gifts they got for the year end.
Yeah, 704-570-9595.
We have a couple funny ones, too, from Thought Catalog that we're going to read to you in 3 minutes.
Hey, this is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
If you're a teacher, give us a call at 704-570-9595. What's the strangest end-of-year gift you got?
Let's say good morning to Anonymous, who's checking into the MRL Show. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Great, thank you. How are you?
We're great.
Finishing up the year, are we?
Yes.
Good for you. Yes. What are you going to do this summer as a teacher?
I'm teaching summer school.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, do you want to? Is that something you actually want to do?
Well, I enjoy feeding my children and clothing them and providing them shelter. So,
that's true.
In that regard, I very much want to.
Anonymous, I'm with you. I did summer school almost every year from like eighth grade right through like junior year of high school.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I had a glamorous week in between regular school and summer school that really ripped off. But how long is summer school now?
It's June and July.
Mm-hmm.
But only Monday through Thursday. So there's a 3-day weekend.
Yeah. And the classes are smaller. There's only like 7 of us.
Okay.
It's my first time for summer school, so I'll have to take your word.
Yeah. Yeah, there's 7 of us. Now, 5 of us are going to be derelicts because we all like to make each other laugh. You know what I mean? That's why we're in summer school, huh?
Fabulous.
All right. No, you'll enjoy it. Tell us the odd year-end gift or a gift that you got from a student.
Okay. So this was a friend at school, and this was actually like 2 weeks ago. And it was actually a birthday gift. A student brought her, a second grader, brought her a little tiny Victoria's Secret bag.
Oh.
And it was sitting on her desk, and we were just dying, waiting and waiting and waiting to find out what was in it. And sure enough, she opens it up, and it's a negligee.
Ooh.
That's hilarious. Yeah. And it's clearly something that was bought because it was in the bag. It's not like a student took it from the...
It was... Okay, so It was bought. It was in a Victoria's Secret bag, but it was a Walmart negligee.
Really?
Wow.
So they're trying to pull
a
fast one.
The teacher was a great sport. The little girl was so proud of herself. And the teacher held it up, you know, when you like hold something up and see if it fits or whatever. The teacher held it up and, you know,
oh, that's wonderful.
Profusely, and we all got a really good laugh.
That's awesome.
And then the little girl said, and my mommy has the same one.
Oh, man. But, you know, how does the parents let the kids go to school with that?
They probably thought it was a good idea. I don't know.
Really?
The parents are probably in on it.
I
would have to think. So listen to
a lot of times that as teachers we ask that question.
Yeah,
listen to this real quick, Anonymous, and then we'll get you out of here. I know you got to get into school, but somebody, this is from Thought Catalog. This is where we found this from. A year-end gift that a teacher got was lingerie with a note that said, "You are now." These are third graders with a note that said, "You are so wonderful to us kids. Start making your own."
Whoa! So the kids knew what they were doing.
You are so wonderful with us kids. Start making your own.
Wow!
How great.
Well, that's not awkward at all.
No, it's not. Well, listen, congratulations on getting through the year. Have fun at summer school. And we're here this summer, too. So wake up and hang with us, okay?
I absolutely will, because my daughters and I have an hour drive to school every morning.
Oh, my gosh.
And get us through it every day. So thank you very much.
What's your daughter's name?
Well, I have two, Emma and Olivia. So,
well, how about this? Why don't we send you and Olivia to breakfast or lunch at Famous Toastery on
and
us?
Emma.
Oh, and Emma, sorry. On us. Would you go there
we
for
would
us?
I love that. Thank you.
Great. I mean, it's great food. I go during lunchtime, and I get this, like, bacon, chicken, honey mustard wrap. It's really good.
They bring cornbread right to your table as soon as you sit down, and the service is so fast. The bacon is crisp. We go on and on about Famous Toastery.
And since you listen to us, you get that hour drive. Maybe you can get some food on the way, okay?
Awesome, thanks.
Okay, hold on a second. There you go. One more real quick.
Anonymous in Charlotte, welcome to the MRL show.
Hey, how we doing?
Good morning. Welcome to the end of the year.
So you and your wife are both teachers. What's some of the weird gifts you got?
So my wife received a gift of a keychain that had the name Stephanie on it.
Uh-huh.
But my wife's name is Haley.
Okay.
And the student told her that they didn't have the name Haley, so she got her Stephanie instead.
Okay. Thought that counts.
There you go. All right. Thank you. And then Emily and Charlotte, we can't get to her, but she got a bottle of wine with the class picture on it.
Oh, I love that, though. It's wine.
Tremendous idea.
Yeah.
Emily, how was the wine? Delicious?
Yes, it was delicious.
What a great gift. Did you save the bottle?
Yeah, I saved the bottle.
Okay.
And the card said, cheers for the reason why you're drinking.
Love it. Take a picture and post it up at the MRL show for us, okay?
Okay, I will.
Thanks, Emily.
Love it.
Still to come.
And thanks to all of our teachers for doing a great job this year. You deserve a nice break.
Yes, War of the Roses, though. This time, we get a little distracted because of a noise this guy keeps making. Sounds just like it. Is he cheating? We'll find out. Less than 10.
Manny and Loren Show.
All right. We are the home of Cam Newton. As far as I'm concerned, Cam is not going on any other morning shows across the dial.
Nope, just us. And we have him on the show to talk not about football, but everything but football.
We talk about his fashion. We talk about how he broke a phone taking a selfie with someone on Trade Street.
On top of that, he's going to be singing I'm the One and Kamioki. Don't go anywhere. 3 minutes.